It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, before I let you know what we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter, we want to give away another one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs. These are our beautiful new merchandise that we got delivered a couple of weeks ago, and we're giving them away every day to loyal listeners. On the last episode of Opinions Matter, we had a little question, and we have just randomly picked a name. So let's ring our winner.
Hello?
Hello, can I speak to Colette, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello, Colette, how are you? This is Adrian Kennedy here from the Opinions Matter podcast. How are you getting on?
Oh, grand, grand. Yourself?
Yeah. I'm very good, thanks very much, Colette. Now, Colette, you were listening to a recent episode of our podcast, and you entered our competition for one of our travel mugs. What was it that was happening on the plane that Jeremy was on?
A man tried to open the door to get out during the night.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. Well, I've good news for you, Colette. You just won yourself an Opinions Matter travel mug, which we'll pop in the post to you today.
Oh, thank you so much.
And whereabouts are you? Where do you listen?
Clondalkin.
In Clondalkin. Well, well done, Colette. That travel mug is on its way to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, stay listening to this episode of Opinions Matter. Towards the end of this episode, we will have another question and another opportunity for you to win one of our Opinions Matter travel mugs. So, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? Get a load of this story. Social housing tenants living in a Dublin housing development have hit out at Dublin City Council because they are being denied access to many of the building's amenities. Now, this is an apartment complex near the Coombe in Dublin 8 called Newmarket Yards. And basically, council tenants, in all building developments, 20% has to be set aside for social housing. So the city council or one of the housing bodies takes up the 20%. So in this particular complex, nearly 50 apartments have been taken up for social housing. However, the social housing tenants, the council tenants basically, are forbidden from using almost every facility private renters enjoy, which they say is creating a two-tier living situation. So let me just, this is a really nice development.
It's beautiful.
Because it has things like a gym, a sauna.
Which are communal, by the way. They're for all the
residents. A cinema room. It has a games room, a pool table, all sorts of amenities, and basically council tenants aren't allowed to use
they don't have the swipe cards, basically. So if you happen to be, and it's a huge development up there near the Coombe Hospital,
it's one of these build to rent apartment blocks, so every apartment, there's no private owners in it, it's all privately rented. So rents in this place, if you're privately renting, rents are anything from 2,300 up to 3,400 a month.
Jeez.
But when you're paying that sort of money, you're then entitled to use all the facilities.
Okay, and the council tenants are complaining that they're getting none of the use of these facilities. Boo-hoo to them. I can't believe that this is even up for debate, to be honest with you, because I can't get over the sense of, I was listening to some quotes there from some of the neighbours saying, we pay rent as well. Mm-hmm. And the pure sense of entitlement in their messages. Here's the difference.
Well, here's what one fella said. Facilities are...
Wait. This has the sense of entitlement written all over now. When do you hear this?
It's complete segregation. A lot of the stuff that is available, I just found out after I moved in. I wasn't told about it beforehand. If security sees you in an amenity, like, say, the gym or whatever...
Yeah, I got you.
They kick you out.
Yeah.
And this particular tenant feels segregated, feels like they're being treated differently. The whole idea...
Well, you are being treated differently because you're on HAP or your local authority housing.
Mm-hmm.
There's people there that are paying up to $3,000, more than $3,000 rent.
Yeah, no, I understand that. But the whole idea of having the 20% of a development assigned to social housing is to integrate social housing. And the reason behind that is, for years, you had all...
Private estates and council estates.
Yeah,
I get that.
And
it's the way it should be still, but we discussed that a few weeks ago when you were off. Yeah,
but the whole idea is integration, is to have council tenants and full-paying tenants...
Okay, when I take a flight...
treated the same, basically.
When I take a flight, should I get the same meal? Because I book economy.
Yeah.
I can't afford first class. Should I get the same meal as the person who paid extra in first class? Should I get the lovely knife and fork and the steak dinner when I'm on a flight and a glass of wine?
No, probably not. So the argument here is that it is literally treating... Council tenants, don't be so left about this. I'm just explaining what the issue is. The Dublin City Council have said, by the way, that negotiating access to a gym is not a requirement for social housing.
You are a council tenant. You don't deserve gym access. You're getting that. You're probably getting that if you're on HAP or whatever the case may be. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You're probably getting the rent on that apartment for £400 a month max. Yeah. So you're getting a lovely apartment in Dublin 6 or wherever it is for about £400. And the person right next door to you is paying $2,500 or $3,500 or whatever the case may mm-hmm. be. And you think you should get the same facilities. That's absolute bullshit. I cannot believe the sense of entitlement that people have that they go, I want gym access and I want access to the sauna and stuff like that. You are a... And by the way, there's nothing wrong with council tenants. And
well, you seem to be talking down to them.
I'm just saying you do not.
You're an inferior person. You don't deserve the same sort of facilities as somebody who's paying more than you.
But yeah, I do believe that you don't deserve the same facilities. You are the same in the same way, Adrian. The gym that I'm a member of, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll make this very simple for all of you because I know a lot of you are very annoyed. The gym I'm a member of has two different types of membership. It has a gold membership and silver membership. And gold membership, which is more expensive, you can use the gym at any time.
Okay.
If you want to go for a swim at 11 o'clock tonight, it's there for you. If you want to go in the morning, it's there for you. Yeah. I have silver membership for the gym. So I can only go during off-peak times. Okay. So I can't go in and use the swimming pool at 6 o'clock this evening because it's a peak time. I can't. Just can't because I didn't pay enough money for it. It's the exact same thing.
We would like to hear from you. Our WhatsApp number is 0858252526.
Straight away. God, wreck your head. People do realise that HAP doesn't pay all your rent and there are thousands of people who work on HAP. Again, are you listening to a different podcast, Dave? Literally, nobody said that someone on HAP gets a house for free. Did I say that?
No.
Did I imply
that? You are implying that people...
No, I've never said people in HAP don't work and are lazy. Never, ever
No, no,
said
no,
that.
I didn't say you said that. You are implying that people...
I'm going to march up to my gym at 6 o'clock. I actually want to swim to this evening to cool myself down. I'm going to march up to my gym at 6 o'clock and push through the doors and say, I want to use your pool. But Jeremy, you only have the silver membership. I don't give a fuck. I want to swim. It's ridiculous. People thinking that they can get the same as everybody else when they don't pay as much.
Okay, but as I said, the whole idea of social housing like this is to integrate social housing tenants and private tenants.
They're living in a beautiful, beautiful, brand new, spanking new, out of the box.
They're being treated like outcasts.
Like outcasts.
Yep.
I hear it's not the Jim Crow days in Mississippi where black people have to go to a different toilet. Would you cop on?
Well, it literally is that.
No, it actually is that.
They're not allowed to use the gym.
And
other people in the same building are.
I can't deal with this today. I can't deal with it.
Let's kick off with Patricia. Here is Patricia.
To be honest with you, I'm sort of divided between if they should be able to use it or not. It's a bit of a sore one because, I mean, the private renters are probably paying, God knows, 1,500, 1,800 to be living in those apartments. And I think they should definitely, if they're paying that amount of rent, they should have access to all of those facilities, absolutely. On the other hand, I also think if the rent is being met, like, that, you know what I mean, like the council is paying the same amount, and the other, the tenants, the council tenants are putting like a bit towards, and the, you know, it's still being met, the money needed to cover that particular apartment. Well, then, yeah, they should be able to use them. But like I said, it's a tough one, really, you know, because if you don't let them use it, you're like segregating people, which I think is terrible. And I think one of the guys commented on Facebook, I think it's Paul, that he said that that's even happening in some places with kids' playgrounds. I mean, that's just too much. So I don't know. It'd be interesting to see what the rest of the listeners think. I'll be listening for a while, but I have to switch off heading to work, but I'll definitely catch the podcast later on. Thanks, guys.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, this conversation was actually highlighted, and this issue was highlighted to us by a lady called Brenda. She messaged us earlier on our WhatsApp to point out this story to us and ask us to talk about it. Brenda, why did you decide to contact us about this?
As soon as I saw the article, Adrian, honestly, I just... straight away, the bang of entitlement off it. Then I read down further through the article, and it actually states how much the private residents pay per month. And look, we all know that the apartments that are allocated there for social housing, they're paying nothing, nowhere near what private residents are paying. So why should they feel entitled? Because that's just what it is, this sense of entitlement. And, you know, there's an innate sense of entitlement in this country that just, it's horrible.
Okay, now just to put into context here, this particular development is called Newmarket Yards. And private rents for a one or two bedroom apartment range from 2,295 up to 3,400 a month. Yeah. And your point is, and by the way, and sorry, that will get you then into the premier apartment complex and state of the art facilities and everything else. Mm-hmm. Obviously, somebody who is renting from the council, so the council and housing bodies would have some of those apartments. They're complaining that they're not allowed to use the state-of-the-art facilities. Mm-hmm. Do they not have a point?
No, absolutely not. No, absolutely not. Okay, I mean, I'm going to speak for myself. If I was paying rent as a private resident in that building, and look, I'm no snob, far from it. But, you know, I let's be just honest about it. There would be, you know, a kind of invasion. You don't know how many, you know, kids will be going in and, you know, raiding the place, destroying the place. It's just, and apart from that, Adrian, it's the entitlement. They're lucky they have a roof over their heads. They're lucky they have a roof over their heads. I'm on the housing list 7 years. I am 56 years old and I have terminal cancer. And when I was diagnosed with stage 4 metastatic breast cancer 7 years ago, I applied to get on the housing list for myself and my son, who's now 26, and I'm still on the housing list. And I have been given absolutely no kind of favours because of my terminal illness, even though my oncologist wrote a very detailed letter to housing stating exactly. I was told 7 years ago I had between 5 and 7 years to live. Now, I'm in partial remission at the moment, but, you know, my cancer will come back. I'm living with my parents at 56, Adrian. Yeah. After going through a divorce, selling the family home, you know, life happened. I got a life. Things happened to me. And as a result now of me not being able to get, all I wanted was a two-bed apartment, whatever, so I could have a room there. My son moved in with his dad when he was 18. So I had to move in with my parents. I was all set to move out. I was diagnosed with cancer. So I applied to go on the housing list and I'm on it 7 years later. So you have those people in that apartment block, the social residents, feeling entitled to get the same facilities as somebody who is paying, what did you say, you know, up to 2.5, nearly 3 grand. No, come on. you know.
Okay, so just, so if you were lucky enough to get an apartment, say in this complex, you would be happy to not avail of the facilities.
Adrian, you're happy. I would be happy just to have my own little space. I wouldn't need. I wouldn't care or need. And you know, are people not kind of? Are they not aware of what's going on in the country at the moment? You know, are they not?
One of the things that was said at a council meeting recently was that this goes against the whole idea behind councils buying up properties like this. The whole idea of it is to integrate social tenants with owner-occupiers or people renting privately. And that's the logic behind buying buildings or buying apartments in buildings like this.
There has to be for the private residents. They have to have some kind of
okay. But basically, what was said at the council meeting was this is tucking away social tenants and hiding them from the rest of the complex.
Not at all. Not at all. No, it's not. No, it's not. They can't use the gym. They can't use whatever, the cinema room, whatever. So what? Big bloody deal. Like they have a roof over their heads. You know, I mean, just let them count their lucky stars and just, I mean, it's just the entitlement. And I really have a thing about entitlement. And, you know, we're all, you know, nobody, they're not entitled to use the same facilities as the private residents. End of. That's just the way I look at
it. Okay, so this claim that the social tenants aren't being integrated then in an apartment complex, you're saying tough.
Absolute bullshit, yeah. Tough. I mean, you know, you have a roof over your head, you have your own apartment. You know, just get on with life. Be happy with what you have. Don't greed entitlement, no. Bang off it, no. Just let it go, yeah. Life is too short, Adrian, that's for sure. Yeah.
All right, stay there for a second.
It's the most sense I've ever heard, I have to be honest. So, yes, so you agree with her?
No, I don't necessarily agree with her.
You're all mouthy against me and you won't give out to her. And that is it's the sense of entitlement. And this is not me supporting a two-tier system, but...
Well, it is you supporting a two-tier system. It literally is.
Okay, but say, for instance, there's a couple living on the fourth floor of that lovely apartment block, and they're private renters, and they're paying $2,800 a month, working their bollocks off, working around the clock, because they want to live in that and they want to be able to use the sauna and the swimming pool and all that. And then you have Jimmy next door. Jimmy doesn't work for whatever reason.
By the way, that stereotype all social housing tenants don't work is not true.
I didn't say that. I just said Jimmy doesn't work, for argument's sake. Can't get a job.
But you're using that stereotype.
Yeah. Okay, Jimmy does work then, but he doesn't earn enough to...
Yeah.
Okay, so he's on HAP. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the incentive? What is the incentive?
What do you mean, what's the incentive?
What's the incentive to get a job if you get the exact same things as the couple living next door? Working 60-hour weeks. It's nonsense.
David, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, David?
Hi, great, Jeremy. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good, thanks, David. What do you want to say on this?
Good. Well, Jeremy, I just want to bring this to your attention. When you put apartments like this in a working-class area, as they have been established in, you're going to get this mixed opinions. You know, you have hard-working people in areas and you have other people that would not be as fortunate as the rest who can't afford massive rent a month. So that's why the council have actually housed them there. You know, so my opinion would kind of be, as long as they respected facilities and everything else, I would have no hesitation of letting them use whatever facilities necessary.
As long as they respect them.
As long as they respect them. And I know you'll have arguments, well, I'm handing over $4,000 a month rent or $2,500 a month rent. That's fair enough. But people, you know, can't afford them rents. And that's why the council have housed them there. So... You know, it's not fair for one.
Okay, so do you believe that this is segregation? That's what a lot of people have said, that this is segregation.
It would be discrimination against council tenants.
You see it as that?
I see it as that because at the end of the day, Adrian, we come into the world and we go out the world the very same as everyone.
Yeah, no, I agree. I totally agree with you on that.
Than anyone else,
So this is discrimination against people who, for whatever reason, don't have the same money as...
They wouldn't have money in their pockets like everyone else.
Yeah. Okay, well then do you resent the fact that I have private health insurance?
No.
Well, but it's the exact same thing. I have private health insurance. It comes out of my wages. I pay it out of my own wages.
It comes out of your wages. I have private health insurance, Adrian. It comes out of my wages, but I would not be annoyed at someone that has a medical card that can't afford private health insurance.
I know, I wouldn't be either, but one of the benefits of having private health insurance is I can go to the Swift Care Clinic if something happens to me, exactly. And I don't have to wait in Vincent's Hospital for 2 hours.
So, 16 hours waiting on the
phone. Money always buys you privilege, no matter what it is. Like,
it does.
And Jimmy living next door to the couple paying $3,000, why should he get the same facilities as a hard-working couple?
Because at the end of the day, he is...
He's not paying for it. Well, then I should be able to go swimming in the swimming pool.
Yeah, but maybe Jimmy can't work, Adrian.
You know, exactly. You have to
kind of look at these things. Like, maybe he genuinely can't work. He won't have as much money as the people who are earning massive money a month. So,
That's what I was trying to say to Jeremy a while ago, that he uses this stereotype
that
everybody on social housing is unemployed, is a total layabout.
No, but I'm
that is not the case.
Nobody said it was the case.
It's not the case.
No.
You keep using that stereotype. Jimmy's sitting at home doing nothing.
And Adrian and Jeremy, once you put apartments like this in working class areas, it's not going to change the area. If the people who are from Fox Rock saying they're all this la-di-da a month and they're paying thousands for the month, well, it's not going to change the area.
Okay, so let me ask you then. This particular development is a very large development of apartments, okay? 20% of them have been allocated to social housing.
And Adrian, just while I come in there, that's the same everywhere in LA.
Yeah, no, I know that. I'm aware of that. Yeah.
Buy a house the minute.
Absolutely.
And it's the same all over.
Absolutely.
The whole
country. Yep, it is the same. And the whole idea behind that is to integrate social housing tenants with people who are renting privately.
By the way, I wouldn't call that area. I wouldn't call that area where those apartments are working class. It's beautiful now. The coom has been completed.
I'm originally from the Oscar Square part of that area.
Okay, yeah,
it's lovely up there.
Familiar, Adrian and Jeremy, with the area, but it was always a hard working area.
Absolutely.
But in the last 15 or 20 years, they've developed this area into something it's not. And I'm sorry, people are paying thousands a month. It's never going to be the area that they want it to be, because that is a true Dublin.
Okay, so let me ask you.
Anyone listening to this phone show will agree with me.
This is a state-of-the-art apartment complex, and there are people living there. There are people living there for little or nothing, while there are other people who are living there and paying $4,000. So the people paying $4,000 are more entitled to use the facilities, in my opinion.
Well, in my opinion, you're discriminated against the other people because you have decent people that have been housed by the council.
I know, they're decent people.
Why stop them using a facility?
No, they're decent people, but the people that
if they're paying their way and they have respect and everyone talks and everyone has respect for each other, why would you stop them?
It's like I've always said, I have to pay every time I go to it. I don't have a medical card. I don't deny anybody having a medical card. Okay. I wouldn't begrudge them. But I have to queue as long as they have to queue, even though I'm paying for doctor visits. Every time I visit the doctor, it's $60. I don't get it for free.
This is you all over, Jeremy. You constantly come across as a begrudger.
No, that's not begrudging.
It is literally begrudgery. It is literally that. There's no other word for it. David, stay there for 1 second if you can, please.
David makes a great argument, but it all comes down to this. You know, if I'm going on a flight on holidays next week, David, and I want to sit up the front of the plane with nice leg room and a lovely steak dinner, I will pay extra. You pay for what you
get. Exactly. I pay extra, pay for what you get. But unfortunately, Jeremy, some people are not in the position to pay the $4,000 or $5,000,
and that's exactly the point. That is exactly the point.
And then
they shouldn't get nice things.
The hard working people.
No, but you shouldn't get nice things if you can't pay for nice things. That's the bottom line. You know, you pay for.
Well, you see now. Look, you know, if people cannot afford things, well, look. If there's help there for them, I'm all to help them. Happy days.
The help is there. Jimmy, if we take Jimmy as an example, is living in a lovely, brand new, spanking apartment complex in the Coom for a fraction of the price of what it's worth.
So
I'd be counting my lucky stars.
Sorry, by the way, the council owned the apartment, so it's not like Jimmy's freeloading. The council owned the apartment.
It was paid for.
The apartment was paid for by the city council, okay? So get that into your head here, that somebody actually paid for this apartment in the first place.
Yeah, but it wasn't Jimmy.
But that's irrelevant.
Well, it isn't irrelevant.
Jimmy's landlord bought this apartment, yeah?
Yeah.
And Jimmy rented off his landlord. His landlord happens to be the council.
Yep.
What he's paying is really none of your business.
Oh, it is, because it's a fraction of what everybody else is paying. So thank you.
Do you think it's any of his business?
No, I don't think it's anyone's business, because if I had an apartment there, regardless how I got the apartment, it's no one's business.
Literally.
And if my next door neighbour was on the council or this, that and the other, it's none of my business. As long as there's respect, mutual respect between people, it's no one's business.
Stay there for a second then, David. Let me go to Jess. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jess?
How are you?
Good, thanks, Jess. I'll start that sentence again. The social housing tenants are being discriminated against by not being allowed to use the facilities in this apartment complex. What do you say to that?
They're not being discriminated against. If you're not going to cough up the full rent to have access to the amenities, why should you?
No. But
you're already getting
again,
as I just said,
you may not be paying. Jimmy, we'll use Jimmy as the tenant. Yeah, Jimmy may not be paying as much rent as his next door neighbour, but he is paying the rent to his landlord that his landlord has asked for. Okay, after that, it's nobody's business what he's actually paying.
It may not be anybody's business, but if you want full access, you better pay the full rent. As Jeremy said, you pay for what you get in this life.
Well,
you're calling Jeremy begrudging, but isn't it not the council tenants who are begrudging the full time payment or the full access payment? They're the ones begrudging. Oh, look at them. They get to use the gym. They get to use the sauna. You already have the house. Everything else is just a premium add-on. If you want it, you better cough up the full rent then.
But again, my landlord is charging me, my landlord is Dublin City Council, and I am paying the rent to Dublin
already,
City Council that they're asking for. It's none of your business how much rent I'm paying.
You're already getting the rent at a discount, and now you want everything else on top of that. It's gimme, gimme, gimme.
Well,
if you want something in life, you need to get it, and you need to pay for what you pay for in this life. You get what you get.
Well, I agree with you up to a certain extent, but if Jimmy's landlord is getting the rent, however he's getting it, but then Jamie's entitled to use the facilities if he respects them.
But why? He's already getting the housing at a discount.
Yeah,
he's already getting the rent at a discount.
What I'm trying to say to you is, if Jimmy's landlord will be getting the full rent off the council either way, if it's through HAP or it's through anything else, he's getting the full amount. Whatever Jimmy is paying him, that's the money he's paying him. If Jimmy wants to get down, what's stopping him? Discrimination is stopping him. That's what's stopping him.
It's not discrimination. Like I say, you pay for what you get in this life. If I want to stay in a presidential suite in a hotel, I have to pay for it. But I can't because
exactly.
I can't afford it. So I stay in the smaller room.
At the end of the day,
so you pay for
you
what you get in life.
Hang on a second. You don't know Jimmy's circumstances, do you?
I don't give a shit what the circumstances are. You want full access.
This is the point.
You better pay for it.
Circumstances are different to everyone else. No two people are the same in this country. No one that has as much money as the next person. So whatever Jimmy's getting off the council, if he's living there, Jimmy's not causing any problems. Jimmy's landlord gets the rent. Jimmy pays towards his rent. Let Jimmy use the gym.
But isn't that a slap in the face to the full tenant payments who are paying $2,500 to $3,000?
Yeah, but maybe
but
Jimmy
it,
can't
but it, again,
maybe
just,
Jimmy has a disability.
Absolutely.
Hang on a second, Adrian, for a second. I just get this point. Maybe Jimmy has something wrong with him that he cannot work the hours other people do work. You know, like, I can understand you get people in, wrecking the place. But
and how is that a full tenant's problem?
It's not a full tenant's problem. This is what you're up against all over the country, in case you haven't noticed. So it's not only happening in Jimmy's place, it's happening in other places. But the problem is, people are discriminating against people. Oh, well, I'm paying $3,000 a month and blah, blah, blah. He shouldn't be allowed to use it. He should be allowed to use it because he's living there.
Yeah, but David, he already has the apartment. He already has the roof over his head. Everything else is just a premium add-on. The game really.
Hang on a second. Whose business is it? How he gets it?
And that's
he's not going to die without access to it.
It is literally nobody's business how Jimmy has this apartment and how much rent he's paying. It is nobody's business. It's nobody. If you're in work, Jess, it is none of my business how much you get paid in work. It's none of your business how much I get paid in work. There are certain things that are none of your business, basically.
And it's like, Jeremy, you know, if he has a new car or he's a Mercedes, it's no one's business.
Do me a favour, both of you. Stay on the line there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you'd like to get involved in this conversation. I want to bring in this WhatsApp voice note from Mark, who listens to us regularly in the States.
The council bought the apartments off the developers. They did not buy access rights to the facilities like the gym. They bought the square footage of the apartments and that was it. So no, they aren't entitled to the facilities. It's the same way you're flying. I bought access to a plane. I'm an economy. I don't have the right to the facilities or the menu the first class have. Same if I get a room in a hotel, there's certain floors that will have access to certain things that other floors won't. It's just the way the world works.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Afternoon, Aidan, afternoon. Before I ask Walking Screws there a question, Adrian, how did you know they're council tenants? I thought it was integrated. So I thought the is there a section that you use the back door, you go up the back stairs, and them little grubby doors are there 20%? Do you walk around with badges? I'm a freeload.
I assume to access the likes of the gym or whatever, you need a key card or a fob or something like that. And those fobs have not been allocated to anybody who is in the social housing.
So we all know what Jeremy thinks of social housing. Jeremy, is it all right to discriminate against colour?
Well, are coloured people?
No,
I
don't think so. No.
No,
I'm
hang.
Is it all right to discriminate against colour?
Well, hang on.
Is it all right to discriminate sorry, don't against ask, sexual don't, orientation?
Don't no, ask a question. Sorry, don't ask a question. I'll wait for the answer. I'll throw it back at you. Are black people being refused access to the swimming pool facilities based on the colour of their skin?
Well, no. I'm asking, where do we go with this discrimination? It's okay to do it on their money and class. Well, we know you like to think you're a class above everybody fucking else.
No.
We all know the real rich people laugh at you, you know, that type of way. I don't want to be rich guy. But it's okay to discriminate on money. So what's the level that we going to do? Is people under 50,000 not worth anything? And if you're in over 50,000, you're in Jeremy's league.
What I'm saying is...
And the same way you said, these kids will wreck the place. So it's only...
I didn't say that.
Kids not, oh, you did. You said there'd be kids running in and... Or one of you,
no, well, I didn't say anything about kids. I didn't say anything about kids.
It sounds like it's only council kids.
I didn't fucking say that, Governor. I did not say that there'd be kids.
The fourth one who just sounded like she was begrudging.
It wasn't me that said that.
These kids will be in here. The kids will be in here wrecking the place. So it's only council people that have kids that wreck places, is it?
Well, I didn't say that, so I can't answer. I didn't make that comment.
Where how far your discrimination will go. If your son came home and says, Daddy, I met a new fella down the road, Jimmy. Is that Jimmy? He's disabled. They live in a social house. Would you say, oh, Jesus, get away from them. Come there and wash yourself down, son.
My point is...
You're fucking entitled.
No.
It's disgusting to hear you talk like that about human beings.
Okay, let me ask you...
Hey, Jason. Everybody shut up for a second. I'm annoyed now because I'm not talking about these... I'm not talking about people in social housing being refused food or shelter, for God's sake, or fresh air. I'm just saying, we're talking about a sauna and a gym here that they have not paid for.
I need a sauna because I'm fucking stupid enough to pay $3,000 for a fucking building in Cork Street.
Sorry, would you...
You can try and gentrify the place all you want. You won't. It's Cork Street. It's fucking Cork Street.
Yeah,
the Liberty,
Cork Street.
CNRC, the heart of Dublin, where real people come from.
Oh,
and
God.
See the real people
okay,
in there
Jason,
more money than you'll ever dream of.
Okay,
about.
Jason,
don't
just
go on like
just
you.
Calm down there for a second.
Jesus Christ, sorry, Adrian. Sorry, Adrian.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe... Do you believe that people who are renting these apartments from the local authority should be entitled to use all the facilities, all the posh facilities that this complex has?
No, she shouldn't, because the posh people or the wannabe posh people, like Jeremy, might catch something. That's fucking ridiculous. They're human.
Okay,
they're human.
I'm asking you a question, though. Do you think they should be able to use Jesse,
why shouldn't they?
Okay,
why
Jesse, are you still there? He's basically saying, why shouldn't they? Why should they not be allowed to use the facilities?
Typical socialist, by the way.
Because they're not paying the full whack.
I'm not a socialist.
If you want the full whack, you pay the full whack.
What about that argument, Jason?
If you just want to live in,
if you want the full whack, you pay the full whack.
So only rich people need apply. Is that what we're saying? So, Jess, what happens if you fall just under?
Don't go to a gym. They're not going to die if they don't go to a sauna.
It's nothing to do with gym. Okay, it's nothing to do with dying. Okay, it's to do with equality. Okay, I thought we're all for equality. They're human like us. So what do you want to use?
Oh no,
a
I'm not
gym?
About equality. So I'm all for you pay what
so
you get in life.
So what do you want to use? Don't give me that. Is that the type of words you really want? So you wouldn't give anybody a Lego?
You
no.
pay for what you get. What
so you
pay
give,
for in life,
so
Jason?
You give nobody
you
a Lego.
You pay for what you get in life.
So you give nobody a Lego. So the person who can't afford something, you don't give
you pay for it.
Oh, okay. Oh, Jesus. Oh, well, I hope I never have to live in a world like that where you only get what you pay for.
Well, so we do away with social welfare. People actually want to work hard and get something.
Do we do away with social welfare?
I think we're too generous as a welfare state, yes.
So at what point do we give it away? So where do we stop? What do we say to people?
Oh, I don't know. I think the genie's well out of the bottle on that
Why don't you go out to a country where there is no social welfare and see what happens, to see how people live? When you have kids being dumped on the fucking streets and having to fend for themselves at 4 and 5 going around.
Okay, but that doesn't happen here, so.
Yeah, because we live in a country where we look after people. We realise people have made it well.
They have a house, they have the apartment. Why do they need more? Gimme, gimme, gimme. That's what it's all about.
Oh, I can't go into the gym. And there's the rich people going, oh, I don't want the people that don't pay 3 grand rent. So who's more fucking entitled there? Seriously, I'd rather live in the world where they actually, Jesus, I'm more than you. Well, here, listen, there's a gym. Come on, I'm going to use it. We'll talk, we'll get to know each other. Wouldn't it be nice if the rich and poor mixed, wouldn't it? Oh, Jesus, no, the rich might get a fucking disease. That's a disgusting attitude. That really is. And as for you,
you're the one saying like, oh, they're going to catch the disease. That's you saying it, Pop.
I hope you're not bringing up your kids to look down on people with less.
Okay, can I ask you, Jason, then?
I'm going to say, this is really, really annoying me. Is nobody else infuriated by Jay's comments that we're looking down? Nobody is looking down on...
You're happy for social housing tenants to be segregated.
Okay, when I
That's literally looking down on your nose of people.
When I go on holidays next year, yeah? Yeah, I don't want to...
Here's another one of your stupid analogies.
I don't want to pay for the all-inclusive. Don't want to pay. I can't afford it. 3 kids. Don't want to pay for the all-inclusive in the hotel, yeah? Yeah. Can't afford it. I'm only going on a room-only basis, okay? Are they discriminating? And you're on holidays as well. We both go to the same hotel, yeah? This summer.
Jeremy, this is missing the whole point of...
No, we both go...
A council tenant rents their... apartment.
At a fraction of the cost.
But that's none of your business.
Yes, it is. In the same way, when you book...
Tell me how much you pay in your mortgage. How much is your mortgage every month?
None of your business.
Tell me exactly how much
it is. None of your business.
Tell me, I want to know. I demand to know.
Well, what business is it?
It's none of your business what a council tenant pays their landlord.
Let's put it this way. None of your taxes goes towards the roof over my head. None of your taxes, okay? So you don't need to...
You still there, Jason?
Yeah. Sorry, I just went into the tunnel.
Should I be able to go, Jason? Should I be able to go on holidays this summer and go to a hotel and not pay all-inclusive and demand breakfast and dinner in that restaurant every night? Demand it. Should I be? Don't discriminate at me.
It's a private business and it's a fucking holiday.
And what
is
that?
It's a private business and it's a holiday. We're talking about people who live together, side by side, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Jeremy, your son has this friend and has that friend I was talking about, and he's living that apartment block and he wants to go down to the sauna. Are you happy for your son to walk through there and put his hand up and say to his friend, sorry, your daddy's on welfare, you're not allowed in here?
Well, my son wouldn't say that because he doesn't look out.
He's not allowed in here. He's not allowed in there, Jeremy. You said it. His father has that house. You're paying for it. Did you not get the cards, all those social housing, sent you at Christmas thanking you for our houses?
Well, we do pay for it. Well, that's the same fact.
Would you be happy
by the way,
Jason pays taxes as well.
Would you be happy? I pay a lot of tax.
Yep.
I'm in a council house. I pay a lot of tax. You know I do. I lost my house through a divorce and a bad recession in 2012. So am I less of a man than you, Jeremy?
Who said you're less of a man?
No, because you look down ever since I've listened to you. That's all you fucking do, Jeremy.
Jeremy,
you begrudge.
Where it comes to the likes of social housing, you do begrudge.
Sorry, no, there's nothing to begrudge here because I'm not getting the thing.
Even making smart comments like, my taxes pay for your house.
That's not a smart comment. That's the same in the fact. Taxes go towards...
No, but it's the condescending way in which you say it.
No, but sorry, did I say
it? I'm a better man than you are, Jason. That's really what you're saying.
No.
That's it. Oh, yes.
And Jason, if you wouldn't mind sending Jeremy a thank you card, maybe you could send one once a month.
Yeah. Okay, you look down on me and Lorraine because she'd rather stay at home and look after our kids and we have a council house. Oh, God, I get up early. I leave my house for 5 days a fucking week so Lorraine can stay at home and look after our kids. So we don't park them off in childminders. Remember, Jeremy, we don't have grandparents that we throw the kids at and force them away. Remember? You look down your nose at people, Jeremy, and we're all out there fucking walking. We all shite and bleed and die the same way.
And when you have more money, you're able to pay for greater things. That's the way the world. That's the way the world.
But does money give you this sense of entitlement?
No, well, you are entitled. No, sorry.
No, you're not. Why are you? Because you fucking made a few quid and you pay over the odds for everything.
I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about so rich. Do you begrudge rich people who fly private jets?
I like the fact that rich people get off their arses. I don't like inherited wealth. See them English with the fucking aristocrats. That's right. That's where you'd love to be, Jeremy. But see you would have been fucked west of the Shannon. You would have been. They wouldn't have entertained a little boy like you're from a council state. Just remember.
Okay,
that,
Jason, let me go back to the point of this conversation, and that is,
why is this all personal against me? All
because you're the one who keeps saying that the council tenants should be segregated in this complex.
Segregated.
Do they have different water faucets?
So we're comparing up in MTUs.
No, I'm just asking. Would you be happy with different water faucets?
Okay, so we're comparing. Listen to how ludicrous I'm saying. Stay quiet for a second. Listen to how ludicrous. This is actually an insult to the civil rights movement in America because we're literally comparing black people having to go to a tap that said coloured on it, which they had to do up until the 1960s. We're comparing that to someone living on city council rent, not being able to use a sauna. Would you all seriously fuck off? You've lost the run of yourself.
It is still segregation.
I literally cannot listen to much more of this.
Trevor has been in touch with us with his opinion.
Hi, Jim. Would you fuck off, man? Come on. Like, at the end of the day, the people in these apartments paying ridiculous fucking money, and the amenities are the extras for the ridiculous money they're paying. At the end of the day, you don't pay ridiculous money, you don't get the amenities. Like I said earlier, if your missus and my missus are in a full-time gym in a yoga class, but your missus is only paying for the yoga class where my missus is paying for the whole gym, should your missus get access to the whole gym or just the yoga class? There is no discrimination. You pay for what you get. And if the council ain't prepared to pay the full whack for the people to get the same treatment as the rest of the people that are paying full whack in those apartments who are busting their nuts and asses off to get these special privileges, then sorry, Jimmy, Paul, Gavo, whoever the fuck is in the apartments, can just stay in their apartments and be happy to have a roof over their heads. The amenities come at a price. You can't afford the price. You're not given the price, but you're given a fucking practically free apartment. Then, you know what? Tough shit. Get over it. Live your life. Lads, Trevor.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Eddie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Eddie?
Good afternoon,
Eddie. Good, thanks, Eddie. What did you want to say on this?
So in the Irish Constitution, I think it was the Housing Act of 98, it said everybody in the country is entitled to a roof over their head, i.e. a house or an apartment, right? So when you get that off the government as a council tenant, that's it. They've done their deal. That's a necessity. You've now been accommodated. Anything above that, i.e. swimming pool, a sauna, a fucking snooker table, whatever, that's a luxury. And in life, you have to pay for luxuries. Also, when you, as a council tenant, get your property, you get entitled to, and it says on it, you are not entitled to use this, you're not entitled to use a sauna, you signed that. If you didn't fucking agree with it, don't sign the paperwork. Okay, you can't turn around and go, sign that, and then go, actually, I want that now.
Okay, just as
that's not how life works.
Just as a complete, by the way, there is no constitutional guarantee of housing. It has been talked about, but at this moment, there is nothing in our constitution about housing. So just...
No, but it says you have a right to shelter, right? So therefore, you get your council house, right? Yeah, and that's a necessity. We all agree. Everyone's entitled to a roof over their head. The government have done their bit. Anything above that, above and beyond, it's a luxury. And luxuries in life have to be fucking paid for. Now, say this sauna and this swimming pool is not inside that building, it's 20 feet away. Then the whole narrative changes. Oh, no, you have to pay for it now because it's an outside premises. Bollocks. That was in the terms and conditions of your contract. You, as a council tenant, you're allowed this, that parking space here, blah, blah. You're not entitled to access to this. You signed that paperwork to agree with that. You then can't go back and go, hold on, I want access to that. That's not how life works. life isn't fair. It's survival of the fucking fittest. Okay. If you want nice things, okay, you have to work for
them. But again, the whole idea of integrated social housing is so that we don't have ghettos developing anymore with all council tenants all shoved into the one area. That doesn't happen as much now as it used to, okay? That's the whole idea of councils buying up apartment blocks and everything else.
With this.
Adrian, you've literally said... You've literally said we don't do that anymore because ghettos fucking ghettos. If it's 100% council, it turns into a ghetto.
Correct.
Why is that? Why does it turn into a ghetto?
Because you have a lot of people who are on low incomes and everything else. That's
people on low income are
antisocial behaviour.
Yeah,
antisocial behaviour. Okay, you would agree, yeah?
He said it.
I didn't say it. But the whole idea
basically
of
what he said was,
integrated housing is so that people who are on less income are not discriminated against.
Basically, what Adrian said.
Adrian, you just said there. You just said there. It won't turn into a ghetto, i.e., antisocial behaviour.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Go on.
But that's what you're getting at, but you're afraid to fucking say it, right? So therefore, this place now is for private residents and the council tenants aren't allowed in, right? And I'm sitting there. If those council tenants are let in, what's going to happen? Are you afraid to say it?
No, I'm not. I mean, the point I'm trying to make...
The level of antisocial behaviour is going to go up. People won't like hearing it, but it's going to fucking happen.
Okay.
Right?
If
I'm paying $2,500 and I'm working 12-hour fucking night shifts and I come home, I want to be able to go, I'm going to go down there and I'm going to relax. I'm not saying everyone's a fucking scumbag in social housing that has a family in it. But unfortunately, and we've said this many times on this podcast, there's more scumbags in social areas than there is in fucking private areas. And me as a paying resident... I don't want them in there.
Well, there you go, Jason. If he was spending a fortune on his rent, he doesn't want housing tenants or council tenants in the gym when he retires to the gym in the evening.
But why? Like, what is the harm they're going to do? And the reason we've started all this integrated is because when a lot of people came from council estates back in the 80s and 90s, they were stigmatised. We couldn't get jobs. And many podcasts or many programmes have used on where people, we've done, and people had to change their addresses just to get jobs. Because fuckers like Jeremy looked down the nose, he wouldn't give people
100%,
from council estates
jobs. Absolutely. Yep.
And that's why we've done this. And the reason there was a lot more anti-social, because people couldn't get jobs. So we started integrating them, and now there's a lot of jobs. So there should be nobody really out of work now. I mean, there should be nobody out of work. But like this thing with that, because they're council, they're automatically just going to wreck the fucking place. Where does this come from?
Now, Eddie, you were implying.
Didn't say automatically.
It is implied.
There's a higher percentage. And also, Jason, may I just add, it's a swimming pool.
Couldn't work the opposite way around? If it's only 20% social housing mixing with 80% of you call it private or whatever, do you not think that'd make the social tenants then act different, act like the private? Because you are a product of your environment. I'm a strong believer. I believe if you keep your place tidy, next door will keep his house tidy. Next door will keep his house, because nobody wants to be the odd one out. If we let it actually happen, it might have the opposite effect. But as long as we have people looking down, and I know you're not saying everybody, Eddie, I do know, and we're not always... We're saying everybody, there is always going to be elements, no matter what, that are going to be fucking bad. But the good always weighs out the bad. But if we give in to this segregation and discrimination, where does it stop?
But not only that, Jason, right? Here's another thing that I'd be annoyed with, right? It might not be a massive swimming pool. It might not be a massive gym. It might only be able to accommodate fucking 20, 25 people. And I come home and it's fucking full all the time. And I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake, I'm paying $2,500 for a fucking thing.
It could be full if it's only 20%. But it couldn't be full if it's only 20% that are on social. And out of that 20%, they're not all going to run down to the pool at the same time. So we are...
I'm saying we don't know the size of the premises. We don't know the size of the premises.
Yeah, but that's...
You know, and you could go down and you go, oh, for fuck's sake, Jesus, I'm paying fucking an arm and a king's ransom for this, and I'm never getting the fucking
again,
unit.
Eddie,
should live one side and rich people live another side? And do you believe that the poor and the rich, or people with money and with jobs, should live on one side, and the people who don't and rely on the people over there should live on the other side?
Yes, I've said this before. I wouldn't have integration. I would have, that's a council estate and that's a private estate. If you're going to live in the private estate, better yourself. If you don't, you live in the council estate.
Why you can't better yourself? Why you can't?
Well, then you live in the council estate.
They take so much. So I shouldn't be allowed mitts. So I had all that. I had a house. I had a business. A whole lot. And I lost it all. And I still walk, but now I'm in a council house. Should I not be allowed mix with the wash walking class now?
You can mix all you want, but you're not allowed to get a house in a private area if you can't afford it.
Jesus Christ.
Jason, I've said this before. If I have a fucking 30-year mortgage for 450 grand and a family move in next door to me and I'm paying 500-600 quid a week and then paying 50 quid, I'm fucking begrudging it. And most of Dublin are begrudging it.
Okay, Eddie, this goes back to the point that it is none of your business how much rent a council tenant is paying. People should be treated equally. It's none of your business.
It is if it starts to impact on my life and the social element comes into that facility that I'm using and drags the area down, then it's my business. If you want to use that same facility, you pay for it. If it's part of my contract that I get to use that and a council tenant wants to use it, we'll set up a direct debit, employ someone, put them on reception, create a job, five or a fucking session, whatever, and then you go and you use it. And if you can't afford it, unfortunately in life, you can't have nice things if you don't fucking walk hard.
Okay, but stay there for a second. I want to bring in one final call on this, and that's you, Danny. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
I just think that, like, nothing in life is free. Absolutely nothing in life is free. But also, living in social housing is also not free. And the rent is based on their income. Having said that, I don't believe that gives anyone an automatic entitlement to a luxury facility. So they do want to...
Okay, but the argument here is that privately renting tenants are allowed to use the facilities of the gym and the whatever else is in the place, okay? Pool tables and blah, blah, blah. But council tenants are not. Now, my argument here is, firstly, the council... would have bought the apartments, okay? So they are owned apartments. After that, then, it is nobody's business what a council tenant is paying, whether the council tenant is paying much, much less than the privately renting tenant. It's none of anybody's business.
No, it's not. It's no one's business. So therefore, realistically, if there isn't a fee being incurred, then they should have the same entitlement as everyone else.
And my understanding is that if you're privately renting, you are entitled to use the facilities.
Yeah. So they have a swipe card to be able to use the pool.
And council tenants don't.
Yeah.
That's discrimination.
It is pure discrimination. And how, Eddie, how people aren't getting this, I don't know, other than...
Okay, Adrian, I'm going to give you another analogy. So this place is in Cork Street, this big, beautiful apartment block, right?
It is, yep.
Imagine there's a council apartment block opposite that doesn't have a swimming pool. And then all of a sudden that council tenant goes, I'm being discriminated against because the council tenant opposite has a fucking swimming pool.
Okay, but just for the record, this development doesn't have a swimming pool. But
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I
tell you. Where does it end?
Okay, Danny, do you believe, you just said it is discrimination, but do you believe that these council tenants should be allowed to use all the facilities that everybody else seems to be able to use?
Yeah, well, I mean, if the facilities are done by being owned, well, then the council owns them. So therefore, as a council tenant, they should be able to take part in the facilities like everyone else. Mm. Their income is no one else's business. How they pay their rent is no one else's business. It's only a problem if they're being antisocial. And then they can be reported to the council. So,
but then, sorry, Danny, but what is the incentive then for the couple that were living in the apartment block and working 60 hours a week to pay 3.5 grand rent? What's the incentive? They should just literally go on HAP. Literally give up the work. Don't bother getting up in the morning and going to work.
Well, firstly, Jeremy, there's a very, very, very long waiting list to get a council house. So you'd be waiting
and
for
just
years.
Just because people are in a council house doesn't mean they don't also work 60 hours
and
a
week.
And
that's the point I was trying to make. That's exactly what I was trying to make. Like, you have this stereotypical view, Jeremy, of what a council tenant
Danny
is.
Sorry, Danny's trying to speak there. Go ahead, Danny. You
have a stereotypical view of what a council tenant is.
Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of people have this idea that someone that's living in a council house is in their pajamas, smoking, holding a chip pan, sending their kids off to school, not being bothered with life. There's a lot of people that...
I wouldn't be one of those people because, in fact, two friends of mine got a house on the share, I think it was, what was it called, the share to buy scheme. So a lot of people do need a helping hand. in order to get one. But you have to understand where people are coming from when they see someone getting an identical property for 20% of the cost of what other people...
I've seen it myself.
Her mortgage kills us every month. Absolutely kills us every month.
Well, my mother had a brain hemorrhage over her mortgage, right? That's how bad it was. She was a single mother. She got a house. She paid for it herself. Well, got a mortgage and paid for the mortgage herself. She was working full-time. And at the age of 36, she took a brain hemorrhage. So... And there was no help for her. It was either pay for your property or lose it to receivership. And she had neighbours that were in the same home, same type of home, and they were just literally carefree because their rent would only be what they could afford. Now, I'm not saying that that's right or that's wrong, but what I am saying is when people have a council house, the woman at that council house, she also worked full time. But it just so happened that she got placed there. She didn't choose to be there. My mom decided where she was having her property and what house she wanted specifically. There are certain things that come with buying your own home that are a benefit. But, you know, you decide where, you decide when. Well, back in the day, because now no one can get a bloody property. But that's another topic for another day.
Absolutely.
But literally, like, I know nurses that I work with have a council property and they work hard. And I can tell you, they don't get paid a fortune, but they work damn hard and they respect their home. And I would hate to see them discriminated against because of how...
But it's only a sauna, Danny. Home. It's a sauna and a private cinema. Like, we're not talking about...
But it literally is treating the council tenants as second-class citizens. And as you said, Danny, and you're dead right, so one of those council tenants could be a nurse in James's Hospital down the road and could be tending to you tonight. Yeah. But yet, when she gets home, she's treated like a second-class citizen.
But should those same people that don't pay for a VHI be able to walk up to a Swiftcare clinic and get treated straight away?
Danny, thanks very much indeed for your call. Thanks very much. Great to talk to you.
I love when I ask a question and nobody can answer.
Let me squeeze in one final...
Anyway, I'm going swimming. I'm not allowed. I'm just putting the foot... I'm a bit of a rebel here. I'm going out on one, okay?
Okay.
I am going swimming in the gym today during peak hours. I'm going to stand at the door and demand that they swipe me in.
Darren has been on to us.
Hey, guys. Well, people don't seem to realise that the high rent, part of that money is going to the maintenance and upkeep of the gym, cinema, etc., which the social tenants are not paying.
All right, I do apologise. That wasn't Darren, that was Damien. Now, Jeremy, before we go, we have another Opinions Matter travel mug to give away. How are we giving it away today?
Travel mug.
Yeah, our Opinions Matter travel mugs.
No, it's a reusable mug. It's not a travel mug.
It is. You can travel with it, yeah.
But you can travel with it.
I used mine in the car this morning. I was travelling.
That's not travelling. Travelling is going to Kilimanjaro.
No, I was travelling to work today and I had drank my coffee out of it I was travelling.
If you would like to get yourself... Now, these are so sought after. They're like Donald Trump's Bitcoin. You know the Bitcoin that he brought out?
Really?
They're very sought after. Everybody's talking about them. They're in huge demand. They're the Opinions Matter... coffee mug, reusable coffee mug.
Earlier on, you heard Colette winning one from the last episode.
Yeah, and they're made with top quality.
They're great. They're orange, and they've a lid on them, and you can drink your coffee out of it. And it has the Opinions Matter logo on it, and they're lovely.
Yeah, we're sending them up to the lads in July.
Oh yeah, they'd love them, wouldn't they?
The orange men.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Imagine them marching down the road, banging their drums.
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
Here is the question that you need to answer on WhatsApp on 087.
087? We've changed our number, have we?
That's my number.
Yeah.
So text my number.
Go on, give out your number. Go on.
Oh, can you imagine the abuse?
085-825-2626.
And here is the question. I said on several points during this conversation that we've just had. Well, sorry, it wasn't a conversation. It was a lynch mob against me.
Yeah, go on anyway.
What do I plan on doing in the gym this evening?
When you're not allowed to.
Oh, I am allowed to. I'm doing it. I'm literally doing it. What will I be doing in the gym this evening?
Send us a WhatsApp by 1 o'clock on the 26th of February. 1 o'clock on Thursday, the 26th of February. You have to have your entry in by then.
Now, sorry, very important question. Yep. Mick wants to know. Mick Caffrey is the name.
How are you, Mick? Yep.
Love your snowballs, by the way, Mick. Big fan of snowballs. Can both private and council tenants use those travel mugs? No, Mick. In the terms and conditions, these mugs cannot be given to council tenants because they'd be robbed from your gaff.
Send us a WhatsApp with your answer and your name to that question. Thanks for listening to Opinions Matter. We'll catch you on the next episode.